The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
And the Barrel could have taken advantage of it. So far in this series, these two games, power play has come up empty. It's 0-5 to this point. Cagnoni with some pressure on as we are underway in the overtime session. Pellerberg will slap it down low. Magna tried to work it to the point, but stripped away by the Barracuda. Both teams have given up shorthanded looks on multiple occasions in this game. Gushin's over the line. Got it for Graf. Graf back for Gushin. Working in backhand. Save made by Meyer. They score! It pinballed its way through the five hole. We are heading back to Colorado tied at 1-1.
All right, what's happening, everyone? Good morning. You are waking up on a Monday with the Barracuda coming off an overtime win over Colorado. What an atmosphere last night at TechCU Arena. I was in the building, just an absolute monster of an atmosphere. And that, to me, was everything, the plan coming together for this Barracuda franchise, for the San Jose Sharks as a whole, when they brought Worcester out to the Bay Area. You know, the Sharks used to be on the other side of the country, the Worcester Sharks, that is. And then they bring them out here to the Bay Area. They turn them into the Barracuda. It gives them more access to their prospect pipeline. It gives them a little bit more proximity control. When guys get called up, they are that much closer. And then, you know, you build TechCU Arena. You have your first two playoff games ever over the weekend, and you get a moment like last night, and what you were in need of was a moment. And the San Jose Barracuda come up with two huge moments last night. The first one, Pavel Regenda causing the turnover and earning a shorthanded goal to tie the game at one. And then the game winner, which allowed the Barracuda to have that overtime win to turn TechCU Arena into the biggest party in the Bay Area last night. And just an incredible environment, an incredible atmosphere, two incredible moments, and two really, really highly entertaining games of the series up to this point. Game one, I thought the Barracuda did a lot of things right, but ultimately they were their own worst enemy. They were turning the puck over. They did not play to their high level ability, and also Colorado caught some bounces, so that's going to be, you know, how things go as well. But, you know, watching this game, seeing the Barracuda come up with these big moments, not letting the game get away from them, Yaroslav Askarov making huge, huge saves. You just loved every aspect of that game. It was a playoff hockey game. It was a playoff atmosphere. It was tight. It was contentious. It was so much fun. And now the Barracuda go out to Colorado with the series tied apiece. Now it's a best of three series, right? This is what they're up against. These first two games, you come out level. Now you go on the road for a best of three, and they're in the exact same situation that they were in when they were in Ontario. So yeah, this is going to be a whole lot of fun over these next few games, I hope. And the San Jose Barracuda keep on proving that they are going to have, you know, to fight, that they are going to be in every game, that there's no one that's just going to be that much better than them. Andrew Podorowski, they were making a decision on whether or not he was going to travel with the team, hopefully, you know, by this morning. I would love to see him back for that game against Colorado, because obviously he brings so much to the ice. He is the league MVP this year. So yeah, this is a big moment for San Jose as they come out of this series tied at one. They get the overtime win, and now they get to keep on forging ahead. After the game, we learned that Daniil Gushin was credited for the game winner, assisted by Colin Graf and Colin White. Colin White keeps on playing an incredibly high-level game, and Daniil Gushin, along with Colin Graf, both in the right place at the right time when the game came to a close in overtime for the Barracuda. But, you know, you keep on looking at these names stepping up. Pavel Regenda, obviously, since he's been acquired, he's been a big contributor for San Jose. Daniil Gushin, we saw him with the Sharks a little bit this year. He comes through with a big moment last night. Colin Graf McGrath once again in on a game winner, just like he was in game two in Ontario, this time assisting, previously scoring the game winner. But this is exactly what you want to see. You want these guys to come through with these big moments and these big opportunities. And that, to me, just shows the type of culture that is being fostered in San Jose. Guys are getting opportunities. Guys are getting their, you know, moments. They're fighting for each other. They're fighting to the end. And this was a game that, in my opinion, presented a lot like what we saw in game number two against Ontario, where early on the Barracuda had the big shots on goal advantage and they weren't finding the breakthrough. And eventually they were able to get back into the game after falling behind 1-0. But, you know, I think that those games against Ontario really taught them a lot as a team, that they had to figure out how to be quote-unquote patient, how they had to understand what the game was giving to them, that they couldn't try and make things happen. I know that Ethan Cardwell was not in the lineup for last night's game, and I think that's because in game number one, he was a little bit overzealous. He was trying to make things happen. He was trying to do too much, and I think sometimes guys have to learn, hey, you need to step it back a bit. You need to make sure that you don't overdo what you're trying to do in these different game situations. You need to be able to drop back that much more and just be able to be a little bit more patient. And so the team as a whole was more patient throughout the game. They didn't try and push the issue. They didn't try and, you know, play hero hockey. And I think that there is a tendency for teams to drop into that hero hockey mentality where everybody tries to do a little bit too much. And I think that's a credit to John McCarthy. He's telling these guys, stick to the system, it will work. And even in game number one, I felt like they were sticking to the system for the most part. It combined with some turnovers, some really strong play of Colorado on the forecheck and breaking things up in the neutral zone and getting it going back the other direction. And I also really, really enjoyed the way that, you know, Colorado played that game. They were just a little bit cleaner. They were a little bit better. And they also caught some fortunate bounces. You know, you get some fortunate bounces. Maybe Askarov isn't quite at his best, and that leads you to a victory. But for the Barracuda, they did not walk into this game with a woe is me mentality. They walked into a game number two with the mindset of, we're going to win this game. We're going to take care of business. And we are going to just give ourselves every opportunity to play our game. And yes, they did give up a goal on a power play, on a very weak power play. When they showed that replay on the hooking, all of us, I was upstairs with Noli and Drew and Dan Rusinowski. We kind of all looked at each other like, that was not a hooking call. And I think the building, if you were in the building, then you saw that reaction as well. And then, you know, if you were listening, I'm pretty sure that Drew Remenda and Nick Nolenberger were a little bit miffed at that play. But yeah, they give up a power play goal and the Sharks, you know, they needed to get a chance to get back into it. That came later on a penalty kill, and it was Pavel Regenda stepping up with a huge, huge moment for San Jose.
Tynan finished with 24 assists during the regular season on the power play. Now a bad giveaway, a 2-0 shorthanded Barracuda. Regenda scored! A giveaway by Colorado at their own defensive blue line. A horrid giveaway leads to a 2-0. And Pavel Regenda goes piping in to level the score.
Goals change games and moments change series. And the Barracuda, in a critical situation, down 1-0 in their own building, teetering on going to the brink of elimination. They were, you know, staring potentially at an 0-2 deficit, came up with the big plays and the big moments. And that, to me, even if you are going up against a very, very high level opponent, because Colorado has been a great team all year, and the Barracuda, they have been dealing with injury. They don't have the league MVP right now. You know, they've been dealing with Thomas Bortolo. They have been looking at, you know, just a team that would be missing and would love to have Shakir Mukhmadulin out there on the ice. They don't have their full stable of horses right now, but they're finding ways to win. In Ontario, they found ways to win. And in last night's game, they found a way to win once again. Moments. I keep on coming back to that idea where the Barracuda are finding moments throughout these playoff games. For John McCarthy, this is his first ever playoff run with the Barracuda as a head coach. And they've played four games, and they've had three wins, and they've been very, very tight wins as well, where they have not been able to, you know, give themselves any breathing room. But Honestly, that's what I was hoping for going into these games. Not that the Barracuda would be in tight games, but, you know, for these young players, these are huge learning experiences, right? I want them to learn about what these big moments feel like, about what it takes to win in these games, about what you've got to give yourselves in terms of an opportunity to walk away with a win in playoff hockey in North America. And I know that the AHL is not the ultimate goal for a lot of these players. They want to take it to the NHL. They want to be part of the Sharks in their next, you know, moment under the sun. But right now, this is their opportunity to prove that they have what it takes. This is their opportunity to prove that they can be part of a winning mentality in San Jose. And I give a lot of credit to John McCarthy because he's dealt with a lot of roster rotation this year. He's dealt with injuries. He's had guys coming in and out of the lineup, and he keeps on bringing that mentality that gives them an opportunity to win. I really, really enjoyed what they've been able to do. And, you know, a moment like last night, it was just huge, you know, just absolutely huge. And so right now they've got the opportunity to keep on fighting for the next series, and that's exactly what you want. All you want is the opportunity to keep on fighting, and now the Barracuda have that. All right, we were able to talk to both Colin Graf and Jimmy Schultz last night after the game. I had them in the hallway, had a great opportunity to chat with them. Now you're going to get an opportunity to hear those interviews before we get into some of the other post-game media scrum availabilities. All right, we are here with Colin Graf after the Barracuda overtime win 2-1 over Colorado Sunday night to level the series at one game apiece. Right now, you do have credit for the goal. I think they said it might change. In your opinion, it probably doesn't matter, though, right? Like no. the game is won.
No, it doesn't matter, one bit.
So, obviously, after the other game, I have to feel like you guys probably felt like you were maybe your own worst enemy in game number one because you did a lot of things right, but at the same time, puck management was an issue. Was that an emphasis, an area of focus going into this game to kind of make sure you took care of the puck a little bit more and were more in control of your own destiny?
Yeah, I think it was super important for us to not give them any easy ones. You know, I think, like, you give players easy goals, you give players easy chances, especially off the rush. It gives them confidence, gives the whole team confidence. And, you know, I think that we're a big team, and, you know, if we put it in deep and make them come 200 feet, it's pretty hard for teams to do that.
Was it frustrating after game one knowing that you guys did a lot of things right but you didn't walk away with the result that you wanted? Did that fuel this game and this performance today?
I think it was a must-win game for us, but I think that there were a lot of moments where, you know, we knew what we could do better, and I wouldn't say you get frustrated after one game. I think it's more of just like you just got to play with desperation, honestly, especially in it's a shorter series, and, you know, we start at home, we got to go on the road. So I think that it's honestly, you just got to go out there and be desperate.
In this game, you guys go down early despite having the heavy shot emphasis. You're winning the shot counter up to that point of the game. They had pushed back, but it was a penalty. I won't make you comment on it, but I didn't love the call that came in on it. But, you know, you guys responded well to it. You didn't let them get away from it maybe the same way that it did in game number one. When you guys do go down, what was the reaction on the bench? How did everyone respond to that moment?
I think it was, early in the second, maybe middle of the second. I think it was sort of just, hey, it's a long game. You only need one. You know, we've had some good chances. The goalie, I mean, odds are he's not going to stay perfect the whole game. And I think it was sort of just us sticking to our game plan. It's not, you know, I think that Ontario series really helped us in terms of staying patient. And, you know, especially in against Ontario, where they like to sit back and, you know, sometimes it might take until the third period to get some chances. And I think that it was important, like a learning lesson for us in that series that we sort of took into this one, even if they don't exactly play the same way, it's sort of the same idea.
Regenda's gold. How big of a moment was that? And how nice was it to see him get rewarded for starting the play and then get to finish the play?
Yeah, I mean, we would have lost if it wasn't for that goal. So it was awesome play, awesome shorthanded play. Nice to get another shorthanded goal if we can keep getting ones like that. I mean, hopefully we can keep the PPs off the board, but if we get shorthanded goals, then, you know, hopefully we'll go far.
In game number two against Ontario, you had the game-winning goal, and then this one, you were right there, once again, near the right place at the right time. When it is just a moment like that, chaos, is anything going through your head other than just get to the puck, see if you can make anything happen? Like, because I imagine that as chaotic as it looks from the outside, it's even more so when you're right there in front of the net.
Yeah, I think, you know, Gooch had a nice chance, and you basically just, you see the puck, and you sort of just, almost you just go black, and you're just focused on trying to whack that puck into the net, and basically do whatever you can to get into the net. So, yeah, it's definitely chaotic.
Yes, and it worked out well when all was said and done. Obviously, tomorrow is a travel day. What's the big emphasis for you now? Just get a meal in and get some rest?
Yeah, I think there's a couple parts of it in terms of the travel and then back-to-back, and also the you got to play at altitude. So that sort of makes your recovery tonight definitely more important. And it's obviously get a good meal. I think that getting good sleep, making sure that you're doing the things in terms of hydrating and stuff like that to make sure that, you can play two strong games.
Playing at altitude, is it pretty much just having to get acclimated and get used to it? I've heard different guys say that it's not so much 20 minutes into the game. It's more like the warm-up and getting the first 5 minutes in. That's when you kind of have to, get used to it, I guess.
I'm not really sure. I've only played in Colorado once, so for me personally, I would think that it's sort of, you might feel it more in the third, but obviously different guys feel something different.
All right, Graffer, I'll let you go, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Always great to get insights from Colin Graff. I really enjoy his insights. I think he's got a great mind for the game. And obviously, even though they have now credited the game winner to Daniil Gushin, he was once again right there in the middle of chaos. And I love his talk about things going black. So yeah, just always appreciate getting Graffer. And then we got the captain, Jimmy Schult, after the win. All right, we've got Jimmy Schult here after the Barracuda 2-1 win against Colorado Sunday night at TechCU Arena. This was a tight game, man. When you get to overtime, when it's going that way, what is said in the dressing room? What's the message going around? Obviously, I know a lot falls on your shoulders, probably trying to keep guys loose. What's being said?
Well, there's a lot of things. I think coming at it from a lot of angles, this first overtime we played, first overtime in playoffs for a lot of these young guys. And there's just, from the training staff, it's like get your carbs, get your salts, stay hydrated. From the coaches, I think the message was just let's score and end this thing while the power plays out there. And from the older guys, it's just keep playing our game. I think it really felt like we were carrying the game the whole time. I think we hit a post or two and kept hitting the goalie, and he made some good saves. And I think it was just stick to our game plan. It obviously tried to score on this power play, which was great that we did. But it seems like a lot of times in playoffs, these overtime, they either end like soon or it kind of can go on and on. And good for us that it ended quick.
What's your intermission carb up? Are you a banana guy? What do you go to?
Just kind of whatever's there. I think there's all the gels, the simple sugars that kind of keep you energized. And then we got the pickle juice. We got the pickle juice is good. It keeps me from cramping. The applesauce can just be a good quick carb. And then hydrate as much as you can without overdrinking stuff.
Now, it looked like you guys came out with good energy. So whatever you all were consuming, it worked when all was said and done. Let's go back early in the game, the moment for Pavel Rogenda. Obviously, he steps up, makes the big play. Not only does he start that on the penalty kill, that White waits and waits and waits so patient before bringing it back across so he can finish that play. How big of a moment is that for maybe him as a player and also just for the team?
Yeah, that's huge. He's been really good for us ever since he got here. And Whitey's, he's going to make the big play when it matters. You see the game two against Ontario, two huge assists from him, and he's been really good, especially with Potsy out. Kind of a guy that can drive our offense, but also be really responsible on the penalty kill and win some big D-zone draws for us. And so obviously great for Reggie. Good to see him score, and I think it's second of the playoffs, which is huge. So he's going, Whitey's going, and I thought our kill was good tonight too.
Did you think it was going to be a tight game, knowing that it was Miner and Askey going against each other the way that they played? Because even though a couple went in against Askarov, there were some fortunate bounces that went in, and you've got two really good goalies who are seemingly playing very well. Did you think before this game, like, oh yeah, this could be a 2-1 game?
Yeah, I mean, you never know. It's you kind of got to prepare for that. But it's funny, like, these games can go anyway. You never know, and you see these. I mean, everyone's watching NHL playoffs. Sometimes it's five goals are scored 7 minutes in the game. Sometimes it's 1-1 and going to overtime. So I think we kind of just got to roll with the punches and stick to our game, because I think we can create offense, we can score, and really play those high flying games if we need to. But it seems like so far our success has been in these tight games.
If you look at what the team has been able to do up to this point, you come back with this big win. How do you feel about everything from the 30,000-foot view? Because there are a lot of young, inexperienced players on this team, and you alluded to that. They haven't been in these situations before.
Yeah, I think it's just good reminders from the coaching staff and the older guys that, you know, you got to enjoy these games, and you can't get too low after a loss, and you can't get too high after a win, because, you know, we got a day of travel, and then we're right back at it for two more games. So, yeah, I think it just, if you can take a step back and, you know, appreciate this time, because this is what we play for. This is so we train for in the summer, and you know, not everyone's playing right now. There's a lot of guys that are sitting on their couch or hitting the golf course or you know, having trips. But for us, this is where we want to be. Everyone's bought in, and yeah, I think we just can take a step back and yeah, appreciate it, but also, you know, trudge forward.
This was a busy couple of days. First ever playoff games at Texio Arena. Atmosphere was pretty awesome. I mean, I was here for Pucks and Paws and one military appreciation and one other theme night. For some great crowds and some great atmospheres, but what we've seen over the last two games has been pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's fun to be a part of it, for sure. This building was electric tonight. You know, I think the cool part that we appreciate is they're really getting excited for not just the goals and scoring chances, but you know, the blocks, the saves. It kind of it helps us from the bench and it gives us energy, and yeah, I think it's a lot of fun playing in front of these fans.
What's the plan now? Just get a meal in and get some rest before travel tomorrow?
Yep. Try to get some food, get to sleep, and go win a couple games so we can get back here and play in front of these fans again.
Love it, Jimmy. Well, appreciate your time, man. Great win, and we'll talk soon. All right.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Ted.
Jimmy Schultz is such a classy, high-level competitor. I have so much respect for that dude. And, you know, I got to give him credit, because when I went on the road with the Barracuda earlier this year, you know, I knew boards a little bit, and, you know, I knew J-Mac a little bit, but I didn't know a lot of the guys on the team that well. Even newcomers like Colin Graf, I got to know him a little bit at the end last year. The only guy that I knew that well on the team was Thomas Bortolo. And, you know, you're on the team bus for the first time with guys. You know, you just don't really know what to expect. But on that trip, Jimmy Schultz went out of his way to talk to me about broadcasting, to talk to me about what I was doing with my career, and, you know, got to know a lot of the guys. And just, you know, that mentality that he had, just immediately being so welcoming, and obviously the entirety of the team was as well, and the coaching staff, such great guys. But just, you know, Jimmy Schultz leading the way. You understand exactly why he is the captain of the Barracuda. The guy has so much class, such the right mentality, knows how to get it done. And watching him lead this charge for San Jose right now, especially while his good friend Andrew Podorowski is out of the mix dealing with injury, it's pretty impressive to see. Now let's hear from head coach John McCarthy after last night's game and his meeting with the media.
Overall tonight, just your thoughts?
Yeah, love that we stuck with it. Love we got the 2 points. Power play stepped up big there at the end.
One of the things that was noticeable was the puck management seemed a lot just crisper today. What did you think of that? Was that a big message going into tonight?
Yeah, it's been the whole series. Yeah, I thought we executed pretty well. I liked our start. I thought our first period was strong. And then I thought, you know, some penalties both ways, and got a little choppy in the second. And then, you know, I thought we pushed there at the end.
I talk about Pavel Regenda, how he's led the way in terms of the physicality just since he has arrived from San Diego.
Yeah, he had one shift where he had those two big hits. But more of puck protection, going in first for loose pucks type of physicality that he's shown. He's willing to go to the net front, get inside. He's obviously the power play net front guy. So has done a lot of good things from a physical standpoint there.
What was the message the last couple days, you know, with how everything kind of was not going your way on Friday to get to today in that first period, which I agree is maybe the best period we've seen, single period we've seen maybe in a month at home. Mm-hmm. And then how do you take it to Colorado?
Yeah, I think it's important that we take a look at it and pull out the positives. And I think the positives, what we'll find is that we played tight. You know, when they did have the puck, we played tight. We played up in their face, turned some pucks over quickly, went right back at them, spent some time in the OZ. And that's kind of the plan all the time. And, you know, obviously it's a game, right? There's two teams out there, and it's going to go. You got to kind of take your punches, give your punches. And I love that we kind of stuck with it there all the way to the end.
How do you like Askarov's play, especially later in the second
half? He's great. He won us the game.
So, Coach, being that it was a defensive struggle throughout the game, mm-hmm. what were your expectations in overtime? And then did you ever think in the back of your mind maybe a shootout would be apparent?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, we knew they had the power play there, and we had to take advantage of it.
We've had a White's play up to this point, coming up with big assists.
Yeah, he's been great. I think he's leading our team in points in the power play, and in the playoffs. and you know, stepped up big again on that last goal. He won the faceoff.
The lineup decision to put Musty in, can you talk about that, and what do you think of his play tonight?
Yeah, I think you know, he's an important part of our organization, and wanted to expose him to a playoff game, playoff style atmosphere. I thought he responded really well. Used his size, you know, has an ability to finish, which was the, you know, thinking behind putting him in, and I thought he handled it really well.
And also too, there was a doer in for Cardwell. What was thinking there, and what did you think of Walker's game?
I thought Walker was really good. I thought he took care of the puck, put it behind him, willing to go in and touch it first, and then extend some plays in the offensive zone. I thought he was really good.
Cardi's healthy?
Yep.
So today was physical like it was Friday, but different physical. Can you kind of explain what you guys were trying to do differently to change how the outcome was coming?
Well, we wanted to stay out of the box, obviously. We weren't totally able to do that, but, you know, I think when we talk about physicality, there's kind of, you know, finishing your checks and that sort of thing, and then there's also getting inside of the net front, being hard on loose pucks, willing to go in first for loose pucks. You know, that's more the kind of physicality that we need to bring more consistently.
What kind of confidence builder can it be? Obviously, get the win, but the power play getting it done, mm-hmm. and also in overtime, where I'm sure the message was, this is our moment, and they took advantage of it out there in 27 seconds in.
Yeah, and you know, I thought we had a couple of looks earlier in the game, but you know, what we talked about before overtime was the power play's chance to be the hero, and they pulled through. It was good to see.
And then what was it like once it goes through, the crowd kind of goes berserk? First playoff win here at TechCU.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was great. The atmosphere was great all night. I think the guys fed off it.
I asked you about Regenda's physicality, but also that goal, right? Just how important was that just for the momentum? Because once you're at that point and you guys had been frustrated on the power play quite a bit there, just the momentum, how important was that?
Yeah, it was. It was a time in the game where we needed a little jump. Like I said, I thought first period was good, and then the penalties kind of sucked our momentum out a little bit both ways. And then so for him to step up and reestablish the momentum and get the crowd back into it was good.
So Andrew's not been on the ice, but he's been around. What has he done to help reinforce what you as the coaching staff are trying to tell the guys?
Yeah, he's an extension of us, you know, and obviously he has experience in the playoffs and knows how to go on long playoff runs. So, you know, really valuable resource for us.
Any chance of him or Berlo in the Colorado series coming up? Or the series in Colorado, sorry?
Yep, there's a possibility. Yep, okay. We're going to kind of readdress things in the morning. There's a possibility, though.
Are they both going to travel to Colorado?
That's what we got to talk about in the morning.
All right, so, Coach, which game do you prefer? Where the defense is really showing their wares, or more of goal scored by your team?
Defense. I think that's a tighter game. I think I like lower event hockey. It's kind of more of a playoff style game.
And again, I want to point this out, talking about Podorowski and Bordalo, where he said there's a possibility.
Sorry.
Yep, there's a possibility. Yep, we're going to kind of readdress things in the morning. There's a possibility, though.
So hopefully they get that opportunity. And before we run out of time, I do want to bring in some of the postgame from Pavel Regenda, give you his thoughts.
So speaking of big hits, you know, you got one in the second period that got the crowd going, really got the bench going for you guys. Is that something you really try to do, like you mentioned earlier a little bit, just to get in their heads with the big hits like that?
Yeah, because I just, you know, I wasn't happy with my game in the first game, and, you know, I'm a big body. I'm not going to dangle through the guy, so that's what I got to do, and that's what I can, you know, bring to the team. So, yeah, I mean, every time I go around somebody, you know, takes energy from them, gives me energy, you know, like helps the guys, and I just have to keep on doing that, you know.
Now, Pavel, this is your first pro hockey playoff experience this year, at least according to your bio.
Yeah, and I mean, I played hockey back home. But
oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, North American.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's I'm happy. Like, it's a totally different, you know, feeling, you know. The games have like a big meaning. Every game has like a big meaning. So like happy with that, you know. The regular season is something else. Like, you know, everybody's playing hard. You know, everybody's playing the best hockey. So happy I can be here and, you know, try that.
That's why I guess I was getting at the just like the difference between
difference
between playoff hockey.
Yeah,
even compared to regular.
I feel
season,
like just, you know, every you know, like it's what you got to win three games. You know, in regular season you win one, and you're kind of like, okay, just get ready for another one. You know, here every game matters, every mistake, you know, every play matters, and just, you know, hypes you more. Like I feel like, you know, just you go into the game and you are just excited much more than, you know, during the regular season. So yeah, I mean, probably it's fun for you guys to watch from the top too. So
It is. I know.
You have 1:12 left on the power play going into overtime. How important and kind of message for the team was that you guys took advantage of that opportunity and ended it when you had the game kind of there for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of power plays and they haven't been really working out, you know, this series so far. So, yeah, coming to overtime, having a power play, you know, advantage. I feel like everybody was tired, you know, after three periods like that. So, yeah, super excited. You know, we worked out. I don't even know how they ended up in the net. They didn't even know who scored. So, I mean, great feeling, you know, relief and happy to take, you know, we split the games and, you know, I feel like momentum is on our side. So, ready for games out there.
And they will try to keep the momentum rolling. We are out of time. Draft lottery coming up today. Be sure to stick on the Sharks Audio Network for coverage right here. For the Barracuda and the Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.